The AccuWeather forecast says morning sun going to be giving way to a few clouds as the day goes on. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm and a high today of about 87. First-time claims for unemployment benefits rose to a total of 274,000, which is 5,000 more than last week's revised total, and Wisconsin played a role. U.S. Labor Department says the biggest jumps in first-time claims came out of Virginia, Iowa, Florida, Wisconsin, and Indiana. Steepest decline showing up in California, Tennessee, New York, Illinois, and Georgia. Well, Governor Scott Walker says he's not really worried about the recent poll that shows him actually losing ground with Republican voters in the state of Iowa.
A Suffolk University poll out this week shows the presidential hopeful continuing to trail Republican Donald Trump in Iowa, coming in second with 12% compared to Trump's 17%. Governor Walker says he's not concerned at this point.
I ran track in high school. To me, I ran the half mile. There were a lot of people that ran out ahead, and usually those were the guys we passed coming around the last corner.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two members each from the boards of trustees for the villages of Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Sturtevant got together for the first time in a meeting about the possible separation of schools in their communities from Racine Unified. That would include what is needed in a new study that state legislative leaders indicate they require. Mount Pleasant's Gary Fee said he'd like some authoritative state lawmaker to confirm or deny the impact of a separation study on possibly changing the rules for leaving a school district.
I think everybody's looking at numbers, the dollars, and what kind of dollar allocations, what type of benefit for the dollars. I'm hoping that this committee doesn't just say, well, we'll fund the study and whatever the costs are. I hope as we're moving forward on this, we're starting to gain a little of that information too.
Sturtevant's Chris Wright said that the two main questions are what needs to be in the study and how to pay for it. Racine Police investigating an early morning traffic accident that involved a vehicle into a traffic standard at 16th Street and Taylor Avenue, from which at least one person was hurt and several wake-up calls had to be made to come fix some problems with infrastructure. A man in his mid-20s found unconscious at the scene was a passenger in the vehicle taken to the hospital by fire department paramedics. That accident knocked the traffic signals, which are on a pole, into some nearby power lines. That prompted a call to We Energies. DPW and the water department also brought in about the traffic standard and a fire hydrant, which was also struck. A Saukville woman is safe. She was reported missing last Saturday. Police indicate Shannon Cox was found last night in Dodge County. Not saying exactly what happened to her, only that she is safe. Friends initially went to her apartment after she missed 2 days of work. They found the door unlocked, her car was gone, and her cell phone was on the counter. It led them to contacting police, who again are not commenting. The Appleton Post-Crescent says University of Wisconsin men's head basketball coach Bo Ryan might be having doubts about his retirement plans after the next season, plans he announced in June. According to the paper's webpage, Ryan was told by athletic director Barry Alvarez that he could change his mind at any time. Ryan is quoted as saying that everybody kind of thinks that they know when they're ready to retire, but I'm not totally sure. Ryan pointing out that he has not submitted any paperwork at this point, could actually stay another 4 to 5 years if he wanted, the announcement made in June for the benefit, he said, of the recruits. The first step in creating a new labor agreement between Racine Unified and the teachers has been taken. Members of the district and the Racine Education Association yesterday exchanging their initial proposals, Act 10 allowing only total base wages to be the subject of negotiation for a successor agreement. Meanwhile, this afternoon, same thing will happen between the Kenosha Education Association and the district, but the meeting agenda calls for an immediate closed session to start engaging in talks with the teachers. Gasoline prices around the Midwest suddenly shooting up once again because of an equipment problem at BP's refinery in Whiting, Indiana. GasBuddy.com analyst Patrick Dion says the company's biggest refinery getting a major repair to a pipe there. Production's been slashed to 44%. Dion believes that more increases are even possible until that refinery gets the problem fixed.
Gas stations are looking at their wholesale price, and the wholesale cost of gasoline has gone up 90 cents. Since Monday.
He says demand outstripping supply for gas, shutting down over half the capacity of that BP refinery, having a major impact. Former Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian, who is seeking that job again with the spring election, thinks federal money earmarked for expanding the downtown streetcar system, which the city council rejected, could be repurposed to incorporate a rubber wheeled system, maybe expand mass transit to incorporate getting people to job locations. Speaking with the Kenosha News, Antaramian suggesting possible rubber wheel streetcar options of going as far north as the Bandshell at Pennoyer Park, south to the Anderson Arts Center, Expanding on that could include UW Parkside and the Carthage College campuses, maybe even incorporating buses with the streetcars for the schools and around the industrial sites like Amazon. The $8 million federal grant has to be used by August of next year or returned. Racine City Plan Commission supports a conditional use permit, rezoning, and flex development overlay for a proposed indoor auto salvage and recycling business at 1620 Racine Street, along with accessory sales on site. Acting Development Director Matt Sadowski said the applicant requested a three-part phase-in of the site for repairs and renovations, even the landscaping.
The proposal here is to cross out the words implementation within the next 12 months. What would be added there is that it would be for implementation of phase one within 12 months of the conditional use approval, implementation of phase two within 24 months of the conditional use approval, and implementation of phase three within 36 months.
Council President Dennis Weiser, in place of the mayor in charge of the meeting, fully supporting the business applicant, Breeze Ratchford.
I just think this is the neatest idea, and it's a great use for a tired piece of property that's going to be revitalized. I'm just real tickled with what's going on here, and I appreciate what you're doing here. Thank you.
The commission's unanimous recommendation now goes to the council for expected approval next week. Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Mary Kay Wagner has sentenced 29-year-old Roland Garza of Pleasant Prairie to 20 years in prison for a fatal shooting back in March. The victim was 26-year-old Carl Nichols of Kenosha, the crime occurring at a home on 47th Street. The two were hanging out at the time, drinking together. Court records indicate Garza initially told police that Nichols had shot himself and he had placed the gun in the victim's hand. Liquor, cigarettes, and money were taken in a weekend break into Ira's Food and Liquor at the cross of Highways 32 and 31 in Caledonia. Police asking the public for any information to help find those responsible. This occurred about 4:15 in the morning. Based on surveillance video, it showed three males in dark clothing, gloves, and their faces covered. Front door was smashed, the trio quickly grabbing the items and taking off. Just over a dozen people went to an informational meeting last night about a planned rock music festival August 22nd at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park. Local officials hearing from a few of the neighbors with concerns about the event. Parks manager Jim Svoboda used the recent success of the Kraut Music Festival with a much bigger crowd in explaining how this is going to be a good, safe festival on the 22nd, on a smaller scale, though, and which he added financially ends up helping to improve the park itself.
Basically, the park is asking you guys, the residents of the nearby areas, for 6 days a year. Four for Kraut Fest and one for each of these events, one in August and one in October. And in turn of that, we get upgrades to the park. I mean, we have a master plan for this park for upgrades and things we want to do to it.
Traffic concerns were raised, Nicholson Road being under repair. The crowd told there will be at least a gravel surface, but with the Rossa Gate on Dunkelo Road on the north side, possibly as an alternative. They're adjacent to each other on Green Bay Road near Highway 50 in Kenosha, and now Indian Trail and Southport Plazas both have new corporate ownership. They were recently purchased by Speedwagon Properties out of Chicago from Raymond & Associates, also of Illinois. Southport is the oldest, having been constructed in 1994, located south of Indian Trail Plaza, which dates back about 9 years. There's a new potential cybersecurity threat to consider for this country. A consultant telling Fox News, researchers from IT security firm Trend Micro set up some fake gas stations and pumps and discovered that hackers from Syria and Iran could get into those pumps and change the settings. Consultant Teresa Payton says the Syrian Electronic Army, as they're called, hacked into the stations there and they could do it in this country as well.
They were able to take over control systems, change passwords, which means if they can change passwords, they can hold your gas for ransom until you pay them money to get the gas back.
Meanwhile, Payton says consumers could also end up putting the wrong type of gas into their vehicles. Some 5,300 gas stations in this country could be vulnerable to these cybersecurity attacks. The use of electronic cigarettes as an alternative to lighting up is not going to be allowed anymore in Dane County workplaces. Wisconsin State Journal says the county is banning the use of those devices. County Executive Joe Parisi says it's good common sense to include them in Dane County's smoke-free air ordinance. The e-cigarettes, though not included in this state smoking ban, that only regulates tobacco. And a man in Madison going to be doing 6 months in jail for revenge porn. Alfred Sanders, among the first sentenced under Wisconsin's new law after he entered a guilty plea this week to posting naked pictures on Facebook of a former girlfriend. He's also facing charges in Illinois. He'll be extradited there after he's done serving his time in the Dane County Jail. AccuWeather forecast, some clouds in with the sun this afternoon, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm, and a high of about 87. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.